as we bring our attention to this space, this time. We share a reading with you this morning that is actually a recording of Dr. King in his speech, Where Do We Go From Here?, which he delivered 2 days before I was born at the annual convention of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We acknowledge that though King's work was indeed profound, it was still limited in scope with regard to women, given the time frame. Yet let us not dismiss what he said, but rather work hard to broaden the scope of the impact of his work.
Concerned about a better world. I'm concerned about justice. I'm concerned about brotherhood. I'm concerned about truth. And when one is concerned about that, he can never advocate violence. For through violence, you may murder a murderer, but you can't murder murder. Through violence, you may murder a liar, but you can't establish truth. Through violence, you may murder a hater, but you can't murder hate through violence. Darkness cannot put out darkness. Only light can do that. And I say to you, I've also decided to stick with love. But I know that love is ultimately the only answer to mankind's problems. And I'm going to talk about it everywhere I go. I know it isn't popular to talk about it in some circles today. I'm not talking about emotional bosh when I talk about love. I'm talking about a strong, demanding love. And I have seen too much hate. I've seen too much hate on the faces of sheriffs in the South. I've seen hate on the faces of too many Klansmen and too many white citizens, counselors in the South, to want to hate myself, because every time I see it, I know that it does something to their faces and their personalities. And I say to myself that hate is too great a burden to bear. I have decided to love it.
I have decided to love, he says. Deciding to stick with love isn't a one-time decision, but rather a commitment to return to again and again. Like many of us, Dr. King may have had times when feeling love was easy as he held each of his 4 children for the first time. Love may have just poured forth. As he led worship at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, or officiated at weddings and worship, he may have looked out at the congregation and thought, I love these people. We can imagine that. As he met with other leaders and strategized, planned, and prayed, he may have been buoyed by the love and respect that they shared, even when they disagreed. And I can imagine that love may not have come so easily when he was tired and the children were arguing. Or if he heard rumors that some people in the church were upset that their pastor was traveling so much. He was on the road a lot. Or when he saw the horrible effects of racial violence and hatred as he sat with families who had lost a loved one, or when his life and the life of his loved ones and families were threatened by bombs or the Klan or the police. It is hard to choose love when we are frustrated, disheartened, or threatened. And yet love is what King called for, hate being too big a burden to bear. The love that he was preaching and living was not a soft, passive emotion. He did not teach conflict avoidance. He taught, as Gandhi before him, to face conflict, with hearts wide open. He taught about the power of resistance to corrupt government, just as Jesus did. That kind of power was grounded in love, a fierce and demanding love, a love that willed thousands of people of color to face the police, the dogs, the water hoses, and the long lines and crowds of angry white people yelling terribly mean things. And though a great deal changed, we still have a long way to go, don't we? Love is still required of us. We too need a fierce and demanding love, a love that says no more to racist tweets, policies, legislation, and politicians. A love that says loud and proud that Black lives matter, that Muslim lives matter. A love that is willing to risk our lives for our Unitarian Universalist values. Loving even those who do not agree with us. That is deep religious work. Deciding to stick with love requires commitment and courage and compassion. Love asks us to commit, to show up, and listen to one another's stories, to have courage, to be honest about our experiences and about what is possible, and to have compassion for our current limitations, which circles back to commitment to be better. With courage to try something new or change something old that isn't working, and compassion for when we mess up, because we will if we are committed. And the cycle continues, commitment and courage and compassion and commitment and courage and compassion. There were several actions that did not go well that King helped organize. There was a great deal of reflection, learning, compassion, and then recommitment, and then courage anew. Love demands that we hold ourselves and one another accountable, to speak when harm is being done. And love invites us to be honest with ourselves and one another when we are less than our best selves, as we call one another back in rather than out. When we call one another back in with care and compassion, or to apologize with humility.
When I think of all of the people, named and unnamed, who were part of the civil rights movement, I think of the teachers at Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. I think of those white teachers who were angry and threatened by the 9 young Black students coming into their school. And I think of those who supported integration, who were kind, who set an example for their coworkers, for the students, and who impacted education across the nation. I think of the teachers, the administrators, and the staff in our schools today who are creatively and steadfastly teaching justice as well as geometry and biology. I think of the kids and the teenagers who dared to speak up, who walked during the bus boycott, who sat at lunch counters, who marched, who asked questions. I think of those brave children who took to the streets, whose images of being hit by water from fire hoses was what got people in the North finally to start paying attention to what was going on in the South. Today, young people are continuing the work by taking a knee at sporting events, asking for gender-inclusive bathrooms in their schools and congregations, and finding bold and creative ways to address bullying and climate change. White supremacy culture teaches that most things have a right way and a wrong way, and that there is one right answer, and that all of us should know what that right answer is. There isn't space for not knowing or for making a mistake without bringing up feelings of shame or embarrassment. Now, I don't know about you, but I am not at my best self when I am embarrassed. I'm working on it. And deciding to stick with love means that I can take a breath and notice my embarrassment and pause so that I don't respond defensively. This is the practice of self-love, of self-compassion. Compassion means we don't call each other out, we call each other back in to community. One of my mentors, Mike Miller, is now a retired elementary school teacher. Years ago, Mike was my internship supervisor at an environmental education program. And then he was my boss at a nature-based day camp. Mike cared deeply about his staff and for all the kids in the program. His commitment and caring heart made him a very effective teacher. When he got his teaching credential and started teaching first grade, the principal put several very active and high-need kids in his classroom because she believed that they would be well served by Mike's gifts. As a first-year teacher, he wasn't so sure, but he was willing to give it a go. One of the kids had spent much of his kindergarten year sitting outside the principal's office. On the first day of school, this young boy got frustrated and threw something in the classroom and shouted, "Fine, just send me to the office." "No way," Mike said. "When you have a hard time, you're going to have to stay here and deal with me. You get to go see the principal when you've had a fantastic week, and you get to go celebrate." The boy didn't know what to say. Several months later, he was sent to the principal's office to share with her about the wonderful week that he'd had in class and with his teacher. It hadn't been easy to get there, and he and the principal celebrated his hard work. We know this isn't always an option in a classroom or other places, and that there are many other ways to offer a similar message. What if right in the middle of a hard time, our message to one another is, "I love you enough to stay in relationship as we hash this out. I love you enough even though our relationship may change. Or I love myself and I love you enough to say no to behaviors that are harmful and to set boundaries." Love, showing up, choosing to stick with love over and over again.
Deciding to stick with love asks us to be courageous. Sometimes being courageous means speaking out publicly. Letters to the editor, blogs, Facebook posts, calling your elected representative. Sometimes being courageous means being willing to listen. To listen to the pain, to listen to the stories, to listen to the truths that others are experiencing, to listen to the still small voice within you. This week we've witnessed many acts of courage. So many of us are experiencing hurt or outrage, or so many other feelings by recent words and actions of the word says president, but I'm really having a hard time calling him that. The person currently occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, when he referred to Haiti and countries of Africa with despicable language, not surprising, but offensive nonetheless. And I'm reminded of so many scenes in the Harry Potter book series when something terrible is said And though the threats of addressing them are serious, even life-threatening, that people find the courage to speak out anyways. And as fascism threatens our democracy, there have been a slew of people speaking out on videos, in blogs, in music, in editorials, in art, and poetry, as they testify to the value and worth and dignity of people all across the globe. Last Sunday evening at the Golden Globes, you may have heard Oprah Winfrey. We saw a video posted after the fact, how she used her voice to lift up the courageous acts of Recy Taylor, of Rosa Parks, and every woman who has been part of the Me Too campaign, and the courage of every man who has listened. And for those of us who don't occupy that binary, I too hope there is a place for us as we courageously live our lives grounded in love. This is a tender time, dear ones, to be sure, when love is asking us to lean into difficult and complicated truths. Our heroes are not and have never been perfect. The institutions we love and are committed to have never been and are not perfect. Perfection is a culture characteristic of white supremacy. So let's stop striving for perfection and strive for sticking with love. Sometimes that means being willing to say some very courageous words to those closest to us. We may need to say, "I'm hurt," or "I'm angry at something that you have done. I need to talk with you." We may need to say, "I'm sorry. I am so very sorry." We may need to say, "I don't understand. I want to understand, and I'm willing to listen, but right now I don't understand." We may need to say, "I don't know what to do, and I am here with you." Or, "I don't know what to do, and I need your help." Or, "I don't know what to do. Do you?" Can you hear how very brave these words are? And yet most of us have been taught not to say them. "I'm sorry" can be one of the most courageous acts we can make. Can you feel the potential for healing, for transformation, when we recognize that? If we can approach one another with that kind of honesty and humility, and everyone in our lives, and everyone in those people's lives, and the circle widens, and the love grows. And in the meantime, we're going to make mistakes, and we'll need some compassion, offering ourselves and one another a little empathy, a little grace, as we learn, and as we grow, and as we heal, and as we transform. "I have seen too much hate," King said. It really doesn't look good on anyone, does it? So I'm deciding to stick with love. How about you?
I've decided to stick with love.
We've decided
to stick with love.
May it be so for each of us. Salam. Shalom. Namaste. Ashe. Aho. Amen. And blessed be.